Okay, today is November 3rd. Members here are Spottingham, Bree, Rod, David, myself, Rochelle. Bree is trying to work out her audio as we speak, so I'll go ahead and get it started. I know she can hear me, she just can't speak. So I think maybe until she gets that fixed, maybe she could, like, type out stuff in the Dow Weekly Call channel, and then we'll see. And I can document that in the call as well till we get this figured out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So today, let me pop out. Out the call window for me here. Oh shoot. No, I don't want to end this stage. Okay, there we go. Today's agenda, she has. There's no new proposals at this time. The Hackathon 1 proposal is processing. It looks like it's going to go.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Pancake Swap 1, it's being funded.
Mm-hmm.
That was a yes. She has questions and discussions for with the team. David, they want to know a little bit of an update about the SDK, and you're the most perfect person to give a little update.
Yeah, I can talk about that actually. Would love to.
Is it working?
Hey, hi Bree. Yeah.
Hi. Oh my goodness. I forget this. Last week it was the computer I had problems with. This week it was my phone I'm having problems with. Oh, okay, dogs.
Okay, hi Bree. Hi, I'm David. I'm part of the team. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Stop barking, Toby.
Aw.
Yeah, really nice to meet you. Okay.
Yeah.
A team member, not Rochelle. Ooh. I knew Jesse wasn't be able to come. He messaged.
Yeah.
The meeting on at the same time.
Yeah, and the Red Web Summit, and they're doing meetings, and you know, like, yeah, so I think they're also like pretty busy at the moment.
Yeah, which is a good thing. So I'm not going to stop them from those meetings.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like about the SDK. I would love to talk about that. So like, we've made a lot of progress in the last couple of weeks, and now it's. We've come to the point where we have a usable SDK, but we've noticed that it's not very friendly to use. So this past week, we've been doing a refactoring of it in order to make it as simple as possible for the hackathon, that people can easily import it, and they only need to call them a couple of methods in order to instantiate the client, in order for them to start creating campaigns and submitting tasks to their respective campaigns. So we have an actual working prototype at the moment, and the idea is that it's going to be finished by Friday. And that it'll be done for the hackathon, it's definitely gonna be done by Friday. The only thing that we're a bit worried about is then, unforeseen bugs. But like, we've all made sure that we made time to be available and in order to support developers during the hackathon for any bug reports that do come up. There was talk about like open sourcing it, but like it wasn't completely there yet. But yeah, so it supports both the EOS blockchain and the Binance blockchain. Campaign creation is supported. One major feature that we're missing at the moment is qualifications. But we're also working on that, prototyping that, and it's not a necessary feature for the hackathon, but we do want it in the hackathon because it is a necessary feature just for the platform in general. And what else? We have a burner wallet feature, so you don't necessarily need an EOS account or a Binance private key in order to interact with the SDK to do basic functionality. But if you do want to do, if you do want to have all the functionality, then you do need to have an EOS account or a Binance private key. I think that's about it. Like, are there any questions? Like, am I missing anything obvious?
Femi, what about you?
So, to be honest, I would just like to see it. That's really all I can say about it. I would like to see it because they say it's not too user-friendly. And yeah. I can't really give an opinion on how user-friendly it is or any suggestions I would make without seeing it. But they say they'll be working on it by Friday, so
yeah,
just got to trust them.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so like we're also working on a quick start guide, and like it should be up by the end of the day. So, and like you'll be able to, I can invite you, Splottingham, to let you take a look at it. Like, I would love to get your feedback on it.
Oh, please. I'll send you a direct message after the call.
Okay. Okay. Will do. Will do. But yeah, we're just going to notice like ourselves as well that it was the flow of in which we needed to call certain methods and like create the object instances, just it didn't really make sense, and we really wanted to refine that like and package it into one simple to use function for developers.
So it's written in JavaScript, right?
TypeScript.
Right. Well, yeah.
Basically. JavaScript. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So I'll better give a pretty decent overview or feedback of it. I just knew that previously talking to Jesse, he said that like JavaScript wasn't really his language of choice, to say the least.
That's right.
Anything I can help with, like I'll be happy to.
Okay. Yeah, that's the main thing that we're kind of worried about at the moment, of how well other people will understand the flow of it.
Right. Not to get into too much of a technical discussion, so the last thing I'll say is I would take as much inspiration as possible from the Stripe development team when it comes to their APIs and the way that they document things. It's quite possibly the most just well-engineered SDK that I've ever played with. And the docs to go along with them, they come with tons of examples and tons of tutorials. So I would take a lot of inspiration from Stripe, and use it that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I also really love their docs. Like, I will also like try to use that as a point of reference of, you know, like where we can be someday. Like, we're definitely not there yet. We're very far from ever getting to that point, but yeah, it is like a bar from which we can kind of compare ourselves to, like, and hopefully we can achieve that kind of quality one day.
Is there anyone on a team who's like a JavaScript aficionado?
Yeah, for sure. Like, so we do have Lawrence, which is pretty good, and the other developer that we have on our team right now, Jair, they're pretty good at JavaScript. So, yeah. And Jesse is more into languages that are a bit more obscure and not very widely known. So he's a great programmer, but he's just not like, he's not an aficionado of like, he's a bit of a programmer hipster, let's say. But my point was that like we are using Defuse and EOS.js as our point of reference, and we are kind of modeling their libraries in the way that we are creating ours.
Right.
And Defuse has been a tremendous team. They got grant funding from the Canadian government and the Graf 2 months ago. And they have a very technical team. And I do think that their projects are worth emulating.
Right. I just did a quick search of them. I've never heard of them, but I'm sure it's good.
But it's a good point. Like, I did hear Jesse say, mention something about like open sourcing the SDK. Finally, like, it's been a long time coming, and I think we're almost there.
Right.
I'm gonna be modeling some of my documentation I write up for the hackathon from Stripe's page. I love their documentation on their how-tos.
They also make like pretty frequent YouTube videos going over different parts of their platform.
I think we need some of those on our YouTube, even if it's just me going through, walking requesters through how to do things.
Yeah,
that would be great. We don't have enough YouTube videos.
Yeah, but like that's also the thing right now. Like, we are trying to target a developer audience, and yeah, we have very little content for developers at the moment. And I do think we also need to start being more aware of that and producing more content for developers and making ourselves more attractive to developers instead of only workers or requesters.
I think Bree would love those.
I would. Yeah. I was talking with Mark yesterday.
I have to put it this way. I don't use correct terminology.
But yeah, like,
we need a lot of 101 sort of courses, you know?
Yeah. No, but ideally, like, anybody should be able to get up and started like with the SDK, just like copy and pasting some code and then seeing their results on the force.
Yeah, it would be really lovely for people who don't have the first clue about code to be able to put something up on the force.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but also enough information that someone like Femi can just like get at her right away.
Yeah, the hope is that it is built in such a way that we can inspire enough people or inspire enough use cases for the hackathon, for when people can develop original ideas in how to use the platform. So, like, so that they can develop use cases that we haven't thought about yet, and that they can really take off with it on their own and use the SDK for their very specific requirements.
Well, it's coming. It'd be nice if it was done already, but, you know, that's the impatience of people. But it's coming. So long as it's good for the first hackathon, that's what really counts right now, right?
Yeah. We already wanted to like be out and about. So like when people start signing up for the hackathon this week, they can already start looking at our documentation. Apparently, there have been some friction with getting our account registered on DevPost. So it was supposed to happen today, but there was something that happened, so it might be postponed until tomorrow or until Friday. But the idea is that when that DevPost account does go live, that like all of the documentation will be online as well right away with the announcement of the hackathon.
Okay.
Yeah, with DevPost, it's we made an account, but they have to activate it so we can list the hackathon. So we're just waiting on the people at DevPost to do it. So then we can just start inputting all the info about it. David, were we gonna release that address yet? That thing that Noman built?
URL?
Were we gonna...
I haven't heard anything officially from Jesse or Lawrence or Chris, and so I don't know, I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, you know what? I think that's tomorrow they're going to say something with the AMA. Yes, we have an AMA tomorrow.
Yes, you do. So we don't get an early glimpse of it here, do we?
I'll give you an early glimpse. Chris will be speaking on the kickoff. Lawrence will have an event he's going to host and talk. And Jesse has an event and talk he's going to host. And then I'm at the end. I'll have an event I'm going to talk and host. So it's going to be, on 4 different days, one of us is going to be having an event with and speaking about a particular topic.
Is this a topic we can get hyped about?
And anybody will be able to see these, even if they're, you know, not in the hackathon. It's gonna be good. The whole schedule, I know, will be released tomorrow with the AMA. And the AMA is going to be during Web Summer, which is pretty cool. So yes, and the questions I collected from the Telegram AMA channel will be in there, and then a whole bunch more information and stuff about it.
And Rochelle, are you doing your magic to make sure the questions are answered well?
I gave them that shouldn't be hard, because this isn't like those old AMA things. This is all about hackathon, and most of the questions I saw were really good, and all of them were really good questions, and it's all the info that they're gonna be releasing tomorrow anyway. So I think everyone will be pretty happy with it.
Good. Okay. Any more on that? I'm getting an echo.
I also noticed that the repo for the SDK is already public, so I'll share the link.
All right. Do my pull requests and stuff. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'm busy with craft today.
Not a bad thing to be busy with.
No.
Okay, so any more on the SDK or hackathon? Any questions from you? I think that was a pretty good coverage. So really by Friday we're looking at having a nice decent product, if not a perfect product.
Sorry, what? What'd you say?
By Friday, we're looking at having a decent product for release, if not a perfect one.
Right.
For the SDK, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
A working prototype that will be suitable for the hackathon.
Okay. And the user-friendly for dummies is still to come.
It should be user friendly as well, like by that point. We also anticipate that like not only developers will be working with it, but also designers and such.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so I've added a few things to my agenda since I posted last night. It's just some things I was thinking about, half falling asleep. So I know Chris has answered this several times, but I still think it's really important to have a token flow map of some kind, or at minimum an update to the token map that's on the DAO website. So I just want to put that on the agenda again and sort of not drop it entirely. I don't think that's something either you, David, or Rochelle can address. So the next.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, I don't think
about this.
That's a, it's really, I don't even know who's, I know Chris is struggling with that one or doesn't want to, or is just like, let's move past this one. But I still think it's important in some way. So anyway, I just put it back on the agenda for further discussion. That's all. So when I post the, I'll talk about that bit later. Okay. Also, there's a couple of community members in Telegram who would like to apply for being a community admin, like in the same way that Jehuda is, but they're both on the North American or South American time zone. And I think that would be a good idea. Rochelle, I can send you their names privately just because I don't remember it right now. I have to look it up.
That'll work.
Yeah. And I think the one guy, anyway, I think he would be a good fit from what I've seen of him so far on TG.
Yeah, okay. It would be nice to have somebody like within that time zone to cover us and help us.
Yeah, like this is, community. We've needed somebody in this time zone for a really long time, and Rochelle has stepped up, but honestly, it shouldn't be her. She's got many other jobs that need done. She shouldn't be monitoring TG. There are other people who could be doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And also, Rochelle's time, she might be on the in this continent, but her time, lifetime is not. It's more like with you European guys. Need somebody with the time of as North American, South American.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So anyway, yeah. I'll forward Rochelle those names to you.
Time zones.
Yeah, I mean, like, at night, it's like Manfred and myself and a couple others. Like, even Rochelle sleeping.
Nope, I watch.
Well, you should be sleeping. Let's put it that way. Like, I'm Pacific time. Like, I'm one of the last ones to go to sleep here, you know?
I saw when you posted the downloads this morning.
Was up. Well, I was up too late last night, actually.
Like, you're like last night. I'm like, that was this night.
Oh, it was last night for me. It's always, I always post them right before I go to bed, and then you guys have all day to look at them.
But no, it's a good idea, the more the merrier. So yeah, if you can just private message me those,
yeah.
I'll look into it and discuss with Lawrence.
Yeah, we need somebody who can delete things right away or who can maybe approve and share a link that's not been whitelisted or something like that, right? Like,
yeah.
Or who can just engage. Somebody who's willing to make a post on Twitter and then go onto the website and say, hey, guys, let's give this some love. But they've got some kind of official tag next to their name, right?
This is hard. This Telegram, you can't, like, really do it. But yeah, we can
something
where they see that they're an admin.
I see it in other groups, so it must be able to be done.
Yeah.
Like, you've got community admin, and then you've got mod, and a mod is not, doesn't have all the privileges of a full community admin. Then you've got tags that identify the team, right? So it's got to be able to be done.
Yeah.
And we need a few more mods, if not community admins, but we really could use with that North American, South American time zones, another community admin like Jehuda, and maybe a few mods. Like maybe Manfred and myself could have mod attached to their name. It's just to show new community members people they can trust, right?
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Send me all of the names and for who you think what.
Yeah, maybe Alex too could have mod beside his name.
Yeah.
He's really good at getting those technical questions answered.
I have them whitelisted. Yeah, let's do
that. Right? So, you know, some of the more prominent in there all the time, really sensible people, you could look at giving them mod status, but I think we do need another community admin opposite Jehuda.
Is it getting overwhelming at the moment with those particular time zones?
No, not right now, but it can do. It comes in waves depending on the price and depending on what Chris has been doing for getting people to get interested, right?
Yeah.
It's like a shoebox.
We had an interesting week when YouTube started talking about us because, boy, did we have a lot come in.
And you get... I don't know, you've got some really good, solid diehards that just won't go away because they just believe in this project so much and have been around for 3 years or 2 years or 1 year and they're the new enthusiastic, positive.
Yeah.
It won't hurt to give some of these guys just mod status just to show the new ones who are popping in who they can trust.
Yeah, and when the hackathon happens too, I see more people.
Hopefully, yeah. So, like, Alex would be a really good one for new developers maybe popping in. But it's like a shoebox, right? It only fits so many until they're just not, like, how many comments? There's a lot of comments. It's like, are there any admins around? Like, we need a little bit more of an official or a trust presence.
Yeah.
Especially to handle the volume when it comes, and we can't predict when it comes. And when it does come, it can come heavy and hard.
Yeah. And to really try to moderate the community and like to make sure that all of the scammers.
Exactly. I've seen in other groups, the bigger the numbers they are, the more of those mods they have. And they'll state, you know, in the rules that the mods are just there to help and guide. They're not there. They're not like controlling admins, right? They're just volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So enough on that. But we'll move on from there. That's all I really thought about for the team discussion right now. Part of it is they're all focused on price right now. So it's okay. Got the pro TAs and the anti TAs because it's too low cap. It's quite funny reading them all. But it's nice to see the TA channel being so active. Okay. I don't know. I think it seems to, like, looking at liquidity, right? It seems to me that the PancakeSwap farm is doing all right. And there's been some more added to the Orion protocol pool there. Somebody's added a nice vote to that. It's not really my area of topic. That's usually Jesse and Alex to talk about liquidity stuff.
Yeah. Like it has been slowly but surely, it has been it's been used more and more often. And also the fees that are returned from the liquidity pool have also been increasing steadily but surely. The last fee we collected was over a month's, two cycles, I think. And it was 50,000 EFX. And we've also noticed that that's been the main driver, or there have been moments where the PancakeSwap has been where the most volume has been happening. So it's, I think, or we consider it to be like a pretty big success up until now, that people are using PancakeSwap to get their EFX instead of going to KuCoin, for example. But yeah, so that's why we also we want to keep growing it and like slowly but surely give it more funds for it to handle for us.
Yeah, I think it's been a good thing too, from what I've been seeing. So I know this period for the farm has been extended, so it's much longer. But if this mm-hmm. keeps going at this rate, slow but steady, we're probably looking at another period for the farm.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that will be the case as well.
Yeah, and I don't. As long as the foundation keeps matching the DAO, I don't see any issue with that going through.
Yeah, good point.
Cool. Okay, what's next? Hackathon, we talked about that. Highguard, nothing right now. Okay, for open discussion, I don't remember what I put on your... This is where I added a few things. I was working on a job board for the community. So yeah. I created this in Gitbook. Did I put that in the agenda already with the link?
Yeah, you did. Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so I was talking with Mark last night too while I was writing all this up, just about creating NFTs and how he's getting together with some friends. And so this is where we can post our requests, right? So I have an app idea, say my little robot drawing I did, right? And I want to turn it into an NFT, but I don't have a clue how to do it. I can say, looking for a developer to turn this robot into a series of NFTs or whatever, right? Like, so I can put that in. And we can arrange our collaboration together, or I can just pay somebody straight out to do it. Mm-hmm. And or whatever these little jobs are that we need help with, or we have an idea, but I'm not a designer, say. I'm just a developer and I need a designer, so I can put a little shout out in there needing help with something. And I also put all the little step-by-step guides that I need written up. If I do a guide myself, I'll take it off or I'll put a comment on that I'm working on it. But at least there, other people might be able to help. So I'm going to start promoting that page soon in Telegram and in Discord. It's really an in-house for the community.
Yeah, so like for example, like you would make a proposal, and like with that proposal you would then, like, using this job board, like you would like try to get the funds, for example, to get that job done, like
yeah.
Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah So let's say I decide to take on three of those step-by-step guides and illustrate them. Well, it looks really simple, but honestly, it takes so much time to do screenshots and make sure you're not screenshotting anything important that shouldn't be screenshotted, you know, and show the step-by-step, or having to create a fake account to go through all those screenshots that illustrate. that all takes time, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
And it takes a few dollars to set up a fake account, right? Things like that, right? So, yeah, put in your proposal on your either projected expenses or get the job done and then put a proposal to get reimbursed. Mm-hmm. But there's no expectation that these are done for free. These are tasks that are necessary for the community to ease or, right? And as far as developers and getting help with little pieces that you don't have the skills for, the whole idea is that this benefits the network, right?
Yeah. I've also noticed that, like, we lack proper document and community documentation. And it's really great to see, like, that all of you have been busy, like, trying to make that documentation happen. But, yeah, I can still see that we're still lacking a little bit in that department.
Yeah. So everyone has their skills and talents. This is what I've learned over the last little while. Everyone's got their talents. And the team's talents, like the core team, doesn't really include those little pieces of documentation that make things just so much easier for everyone else. And they've got strengths, but that's just not one of them. And communication is another one where it needs to be upped. And whether that means hiring somebody else or whether that means the community steps up or whether it doesn't matter, it needs done. Somebody's got to get on it. So there are two goals that I had getting really involved with these calls. And one was increasing documentation, and Alex had that same goal. And the second one was increasing communication between the team and the community. And we're working on it, and it's improving, but we're not there fully yet, right? But, and Rochelle is super stepped up, too. Yeah. So she's
been agreed. Awesome. Agreed. Yeah.
The more documentation we can get, the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all have busy lives too, so it's hard to say. Like for me, sometimes I can work really well and get lots done, and then I can go weeks with struggling to get anything done.
Yeah. No, like I really love like that this is being done and the way it's being done, and like to see that there is interest like outside in the community as well, like to help other community members get this done. And I also feel like it should also be represented a bit more officially, and not only through like a gitbook.io link, but through a proper Effect Network link as well.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. To give some proper representation and acknowledgement of the community work that is being done.
Cool. Yeah, that's not even been brought up before.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to be acknowledged for the labor that is being done.
Yeah, nice. Okay. That was kind of a nice segue into where's my agenda there. Okay. Yeah, so I have not been able to write any notes. Like I've really, really struggled to write notes. And I don't know what's going on with me, but I can't do it. So I've been toying with how to solve this problem. So what I did for October 27th was I posted the agenda instead of written up notes. And in the agenda, I embedded a YouTube video of the audio. So I created a YouTube video from Rochelle's recordings. And then I've got the transcript, the auto transcript from the YouTube video that I just copied and pasted into a document, and then I embedded the file of that document into the agenda. So the audio, the transcript, and the agenda are all one document in Gitbook. And I'll see how that works. And I have to say, the automated English transcript from YouTube is the most god-awful thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But I looked at having Effect Force transcript it properly, and it was going to cost $116 for that one meeting, and it wasn't the longest meeting we've had. So I'm not sure that's feasible to spend $100 every single week to get them transcribed. So the auto generation will maybe help those who would rather read it and skim through quickly than watch videos, but it's not very accurate. Maybe if I've got time, I'll try and clean them up a little bit. But so that's that. That's my current solution.
That sounds fine to know. Like, are there a lot of people that have been requesting to read transcripts?
Well, the summary notes and the audio, yeah, I know there are people reading them, and I know there are some that prefer the text and some that prefer the audio.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just really is your learning style, right?
Yeah. So it's not, but I'm guessing it's also like some in the trend of accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, like, one of the guys have been privately sending him the audio because he's in Discord now, but he was having trouble getting into the audio files in Discord. So I started downloading them and just sharing them privately. But I would rather myself, if I'm driving, I like to listen to the audio. But if I'm not driving, I would much rather just skim through some text.
So indeed, that way you can cover more ground more easily.
Yeah, so it's really just trying to create different formats that people can access. Like, yeah, accessibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it all audio in case the person's hard of hearing, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I do think your solution works well for now, and the technology of transcribing is also getting better and better. And but if it doesn't get there like on time to keep up with the way that the community is growing, then it might be worthwhile looking into like trying to get it onto the Force in order to properly transcribe them.
Yeah. I can sit down when I'm really bored one night and just reformat the, like, it's 25 pages of transcript copy paste, and it's choppy. Every time the speaker takes a breath or a pause, it goes to a new line. So it's not even like a whole line across the page. It's probably only about 4 pages worth of text. But right now it's all I can provide. I just don't have it in me to do the notes right now the way I consider them properly done.
Yeah.
So it's better than nothing.
Indeed.
And yeah, maybe we'll get busy enough, it'll be worthwhile that $116, you know.
I mean, hopefully. Like, I do think eventually we'll get there, absolutely, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if we're there yet, but
no, I can't justify it in my head. Not yet. I just know it's really important to have written documentation, so right now this will have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, Alex. Nice to see you.
Yeah, sorry. I'll have a good reason. I just kind of overslept a bit.
I made it. Like 5 hours sleep here. Okay. Still, it's good to have you. You missed all the good talk on the SDK.
Oh.
I'll send you a link to the SDK. It's been published for now, like the prototype. Anyways,
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I only have one other thing I put on the agenda, and that was just to start thinking about how EffectDAO could end up becoming, or even now, when we're voting. I'm glad you're here, Alex, for this. Just put a bug in you guys' ear to start thinking about how to avoid oligarchy-type, top-heavy voting, and are there ways that we can create a space where the top voters maybe, I don't think it's fair to take away any vote weight because they've been able to contribute more, but perhaps there's a way we can get lower amounted community members to be able to lobby or present ideas to the top voters for consideration in their vote. So some kind of system where it's creating more communication between top weights and lower weights. And I don't have any idea formed. I know the guys who have lots of money, lots of tokens at the top, they've put in their time and it's the value they're able to put in, and we shouldn't take away from that. But there's a lot of fear of it becoming like it's their way or the highway, whether we like it or not. So I think there needs to be some kind of communication freeway, if you will, I suppose, between them, so that it feels really community decision. And all ideas are listened to and considered. And the DAO calls like that too, but obviously it's not attracting everybody, and part of that's time zone. But I don't know, just putting it out there. And Ace isn't here, but it was a concern he had also.
Has the issue been worse since the implementation of the proposal to eliminate the...
I was thinking about that. In a way, yes. In a way, because when you had to have the 10K minimum, you had some weight behind you to begin with. But when you go in and you've got 10 EFX, and that is your weight, it feels like your weight has no impact. Your vote has no impact. Doesn't matter what you say. So I just feel like those ones who are just coming in need to have a real clear sense that they can be heard. And maybe that's pre-vote. Or maybe that's a space where and this would have to be official, right? Not on the community GitHub. I think this would have to be on the DAO place somewhere where they can leave their thoughts prior to the vote. I don't know. I don't have any real fixed idea. I just want us to start thinking about this.
Yeah, but that was also one of the reasons why we have the DAO proposals channel on the server, right? And that people like can discuss with each other about like what's happening, and in a way try to get everybody on the same page. And like, it's not about like who has the most vote weight, but like in order to try to cultivate a sense of like what's the right thing to vote on. But yeah, maybe I'm just being way too optimistic as well, or idealistic about like how other people will behave in the system.
Yeah, well, I don't have any fear of the people with the bigger holdings, because my sense is they're all on board with what's best for EFET Network. I don't pick up anything malicious from anybody. So it's not really me that's feeling this way, and I'm kind of a middle ground person. I'm not a low holder. I'm not a high holder. And I feel balanced. I don't feel anybody's off balance with helping out the NAVAC network. But as we get busier, that could start changing, and that's where the fear thoughts are started creeping in, I think, from the more middle ground people. Mm-hmm. And the lower people are mostly newer people, or maybe a worker who's just, yay, now I can enter and have a voice in the vote, right? Somebody's not, or new people who are just starting out. And maybe Discord's, there's a lot of people who don't like Discord because it's unfamiliar. And I'll tell you, it wasn't easy to figure Discord out. I've got it now, but it took a while.
Yeah. So it's more of an issue of trying to engage newer members instead of malicious actors sabotaging the DAO.
That's what I feel. It's like we've got to find a way to get those new people who aren't familiar to get to know those big holders, to know that they're listening to them.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
It does. But then, for example, changing the dynamics of the DAO is for me, like, I would think that there are other mechanisms that we can employ in order to engage newer members participate in the DAO instead of changing the dynamics of the DAO.
I don't think we have to change the dynamics. Maybe other people are thinking that, but I'm thinking that we just need to find a mechanism to get new people who are unfamiliar a really easy access point so they really feel that they're heard.
Yeah.
Even if their vote weight doesn't carry a lot, at least they might feel like, they actually had a little discussion with Alex or with Richard in a format way, right?
Yeah, one idea that has been floated around was maybe implementing basic DAO features into the effect force itself. That way, when people are on the platform, that they can access that via their dashboard, for example. And it does all of those voting on proposals, for example, can happen through their own personal dashboard interface instead of going through the DAO front end. Because now it kind of feels like its own standalone thing, and that can lead to not enough people participating.
Yeah, the more engagement or ways to get people involved and engaged, and there's a link in the profile section on the workers. I don't know. I know they're separate entities, but they're also connected, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So even just links and stuff. Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to get that out there because it's been a topic that's come up more than just this week. It's been a few weeks I've heard this sort of creep in, and not just one person.
And, where people feel like they're not being represented.
Yeah, they fear... whatever the fear is, they fear the bad actors at the top. I don't see that happening, especially with the people we have there now.
Is this the thing where they were, if we look at 7 holders being able to control the DAO?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. But if we look at it from where their fear is coming from, rather than trying to change the structure, if we can just do something that might alleviate some of that fear.
But there's the high guard in place for that. So if those 7 were it still wouldn't happen.
Yeah, we know that. You know that. Alex knows that. We know that. But the new people coming in, just one more layer of where they can communicate and maybe not brand new people coming in, because brand new people, it might be too much for them. But the guys have been for 3 months or something and are feeling like they're just never going to get their voice heard, really.
My opinion, though, is that we've made channels for people to discuss the proposals and whatnot, there's a lot of introverted people who don't want to interact, but they observe everything.
You know? Yeah, that's, this is very true.
We've done everything, I think, that we can to provide avenues for people to interact.
So it might be a matter of making those avenues more known. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there, okay? Right. Don't shoot the messenger here.
Oh, I know.
If the avenues already exist, then how do we get them where people are using them?
Wonder if we can step away to, you know, just link the Discord discussion page for proposal with, on the proposal page. I wonder if there's some way to do that.
Because I know the Discord area is made after the proposal is done. It pulls from that website. So I don't know if it can be edited after the fact.
Yeah, I'm thinking they may need like some sort of update where you can have like a post a Discord link or something. Like, you know how you can edit your proposal before it's published, but maybe you can edit like some sort of like extra information after it's published. It doesn't change the content of the proposal, but allows people to like have a link available. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, actually. Just like how we introduce like the comments section, like, and then have in the just one extra property field that would just like be the link, yes, to the Discord. I think that's a fantastic idea and also a good way to incentivize more people to join the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I think also for the links, we may want to, because right now the way we do it is you have to click it, but I think you should just automatically load it. And it will be like displayed below the user, so that way you can just see all the comments right away. You don't have to click them out. It can kind of get tedious if you want to read every single comment.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good point. Like, I'll take that into consideration and like put it to the dev team so that like we can work on it and find a better implementation.
Could we also make the comment section more like when you cast your vote, there's the comment, but you have to toggle it on? Do we have to have it toggleable? Like, can we just not have that comment section permanently there visible instead of having to toggle it?
Maybe I think so, but I'll have to take a look at it and check with the person who built it, like see if that's a reasonable thing to be done.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm saying that is just to make it really in your face that you can leave a comment, and instead of like half the time I don't even see that the text is too small for me. My eyes are getting old, you know.
Okay, like that. Yeah. Yeah. I think that should be doable. Yeah. I'll ask the person who made it like what their intentions were and pitch it to them and see if they're open to making it more accessible.
Okay. All right. Oh, I see Andre's there. All right. I don't think I had anything else. Check.
I was thinking of adding an addendum to the hackathon. I think we talked about this in the chat before, how I think it was like an issue Rochelle mentioned, like, and it's kind of related to the subject that since the DAO vote's kind of, I guess as people call it, oligarchical, though I don't think that can really be changed, we could add like another voting category for the workers. As I remember, we discussed, you know, these NFT competitions where they kind of drill down and choose their favorite NFT. I wonder if they can just use the same process for choosing down their favorite project.
For the hackathon, you mean?
Yeah, for the hackathon.
Yeah, we've also been trying to think about like mechanisms that we can use in order to get the DAO to be also able to vote on hackathon projects. We're probably thinking about like it might be a proposal that we'll submit, but we also want to engage the DAO in voting on their favorite hackathon.
Yeah, I'm talking project. About the workforce. So like it's an extra another set of prize.
Ah, like that.
So like it would be like basically it'd be like a sentiment proposal where the DAO votes whether we should, you know, because we're kind of limiting how much EFX we're withdrawing, but I mean, we can still withdraw more. And then I was thinking we can do that extra amount to be like a prize pool that the workers choose which project. And that way, like, there would be more participation, I guess, from the worker side.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea, actually. They're a pretty big audience that, like, we should engage as well. Like, and we're building this for the workers, so yeah, like yeah, we. I don't remember any conversations happening about that, but it could be that like Jesse, Lawrence, or Chris, or the rest of the team have talked about it. But yeah, I'll ask them. See if we can think of something in order to engage the workers as well, yeah, to vote on hackathon projects.
Jesse and I had a discussion about it when we were working on the setup with the prize pool, because we have to like list it a certain way in DevPost, you know, and so we're trying to figure out like the split for it. And then too, we're also wondering, what if one project just ends up winning in all of the votes for all the different things, you know? So we had quite a discussion on setting it up. It was Jesse and I and Velika and the guy from DevPost itself. So I think that's part of why I'm assuming there's just a little bit of a pause with setting up the account, is because they just want to make sure it's like really clear and fair on their platform. Mm-hmm. About it, so but that should be resolved today. But yeah, there's gonna be stuff for workers who are participating as well. I'll be mostly handling the workers on the test environment side. That'll be doing the tasks for the hackathon projects. The DAO's definitely gonna vote as well.
Yeah, I was thinking adding just a new prize pool, so it doesn't necessarily need to be like on DevPost, I guess, if it kind of makes things too complicated.
Yeah.
Because I think as long as basically when we advertise we're gonna give away this amount of money, we have to give away that amount, you know, whether it's we promise EFX or dollars. But if we, you know, as a DAO decide to add on to that and maybe add more prizes, I don't think anyone will complain about that.
Yeah, no, we just need a quick vote off platform for that. Yeah, I'll know more at the end of the next 2 days, with Jesse when we get everything in the platform for that.
Yeah, I'll just make a sentiment proposal to see if the rest of the DAO wants to, you know, add on another prize pool. Because it is, like, you know, spending a lot of EFX, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think maybe after we have the AMA, people will be more in the know with the details and stuff. And I'm sure some good ideas will come after that info is revealed that we can incorporate.
Hey, Sounds good. Anything you want to talk about, Andre?
Not really, thanks. Hi.
Hi. Anything else, Alex?
I think I covered what I wanted to.
Okay. Femi, anything else for you?
Nope, just waiting for the SDK. Well, yeah, waiting for the SDK.
On bits and needles, eh? I'm waiting for the day that you're able to manage to get everyone paid in perpetuity.
We need to be the owners of said AI.
Well, then let's be owners of said AI. What can we do? Yeah. Okay. All right, developers. All this pressure on you. Okay, I think I've got nothing else. I'm done.
All right, then I'll see you all next week.
All right. Thank you, David. Very great having you here.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice call. It was nice to be here.
Excellent.
I'm so happy David joined.
Yeah, no, that was really awesome. Different perspective, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm usually a fly on the wall, like hearing Jesse during the meetings, but like it's nice to be able to participate as well, like for once, instead of just being a fly on the wall.
Well, you know, you're welcome anytime. You don't have to wait till Jesse's not available.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Did you read his latest blog post? He posted a blog.
David or Jesse?
David.
No.
You're too kind. Like it was just a little blog post about like how people can host the bridge themselves, and so to kind of like cultivate the idea that, you know, it doesn't have to happen to our interface. Like you can do it on your own computer as well.
Huh? I wonder if I read that. Gosh. I've had so much in my head lately.
Yeah, it's on Medium.
If you it's hard to for me to believe that I missed a Medium post though. So I might have read it, and I'm just in and out because it's not my thing.
I blasted it everywhere, and it's on the Twitter too. It's a Twitter, Telegram, Discord. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that like just recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Well, I must have read it. Well, you know, there's a reason I'm not getting the notes done either, right? Like, I've got so much going on. Are you still recording, Rochelle?
Yeah, are we ready to end? I can end.
Yeah, we're done. We're just chatting now. Okay.